This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The latest data from our Marketplace Edison Research National Economic Poll is out this week. Some insights beyond just the headlines into how the economy is actually doing out there. This time around, we asked about how people are making a living, specifically people who typically don't have a single employer with regular hours and a steady paycheck. Think freelance writer, eBay seller maybe, or driving for Uber or Lyft, the gig economy. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Our poll finds roughly a quarter of American workers now participate in the gig economy, and they report significantly higher economic anxiety than regular full-time workers. They worry more about not having enough money for basic necessities or to cover an emergency. And they're less likely to say their gig work utilizes their skills, experience, and education. David Aria is 30. He lives on Long Island. He's an audio engineer working freelance.
Pretty much out of necessity. Unless you build your own studio, it's really not going to pay the rent. Now I'm in a bit of a lull. I haven't gotten any work, so I've been doing other stuff.
Like dabbling in stocks.
I would love to be financially stable. I don't particularly like the idea of freelancing as a sort of permanent solution. You know, I'm a musician as well. I have my own goals, but I've had to put them aside. It's like I'm good at saving money. I'm not that great at making it yet.
Harvard economist Lawrence Katz says a lot of people are finding it hard to make enough money in the new gig economy. Without a steady employer, workers
get fewer benefits. Things like workers' compensation or unemployment insurance you're not covered by. The hours are both lower on average, and the instability of earnings is much greater.
That kind of instability hasn't bothered carpenter Opus Harris much. He's 58, lives in Syracuse, New York, and worked for decades for himself, pulling down six figures in some years. He's now on disability and trains young carpenters to make extra cash.
I love being my own man, and I don't have to be told what to do, and I could put as much overtime in as I want if I decide to stay there all night.
Work flexibility is what the ride-hailing apps Uber and Lyft tout for their drivers, who are independent contractors and have to cover their own expenses, like insurance, car repairs, and gasoline. Rebecca Smith, senior counsel at the National Employment Law Project, says that's
great for companies because they allow them to offload a substantial portion of risk and cost of doing business onto either a middle person, another company, or directly onto workers by themselves.
But for someone like John Franklin of Minneapolis, who owns his car, a Nissan Pathfinder, free and clear, paying those costs in order to drive for Uber can make financial sense. Franklin makes a good living as an independent marketing consultant, but he wanted another gig for the downtimes and some extra cash. He considered
bartending and things like that, driving for Uber, that would be even more ideal. As my client projects cycle up and down, I can just go on when and where I want.
Our survey finds that gig workers highly value setting their own schedule and being their own boss. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We've got the data from our poll, crosstabs and all, at marketplace.org.